Harper Audio presents Lost Along the Way, a novel by Aaron Duffy, performed by Rachel Fulginetti. 1. May 2005. Taxi! Jane yelled, hurling herself into oncoming traffic in an attempt to slow the canary yellow car as it came speeding down Columbus Avenue. She'd overslept, and she had to hurry downtown to meet the girls for brunch, leaving her husband, Doug, she loved the way that sounded, back at their apartment on West 82nd Street, sleeping off the bottles of champagne they'd had after the ceremony. She was going to be late, which wasn't unusual in the slightest, but today it actually bothered her. Today, she had news. Today, she really would have liked to have been on time. Jane checked her face in her compact mirror and plucked one lone false eyelash out of the corner of her eye. She tousled her blonde hair, the curls from the night before now looking chicly disheveled, and dropped some Visine in each eye while her cab idled at a light on Houston Street. She pulled her phone from her bag and sent a quick text message to both Kara and Meg. Stuck in traffic, be there in 5, even though she knew it would take her at least 10 minutes to get there. They wouldn't be surprised, as Jane hadn't been on time for anything in her entire life. They didn't seem to care all that much, but old friends are good like that. She loved them like sisters, and while they each had become their own women over the years, they were still best friends. She couldn't wait to tell them that she'd gotten married. Finally, it was her turn. When she entered the restaurant in Lower Manhattan, Jane immediately spotted them sitting at a small table in the corner and waved. She was giddy and nervous and excited and dying to tell them what she'd done. She'd been married less than 24 hours, but she already felt like a completely different person, like a legitimate adult. The day before, she'd stood in City Hall in a beautiful white cocktail dress and over the course of a 10-minute ceremony managed to redirect her entire life. Today, she was a married woman. Today, she was Jane Logan, the wife of a Wall Street executive, instead of Jane Parker, the unemployed actress. Today, 3 married girls were having brunch together, instead of 2 married girls and their 1 perennially single friend. Today, she was starting over. Today was a very, very good day. "Hey," Meg said when she approached the table. "We ordered you a mimosa, light on the orange juice." "Thanks," Jane chirped, happy to have her celebration continue, even if her friends had no idea she was celebrating anything yet. "How was your night?" Kara asked. "Do anything good? I watched a movie with Reed and went to bed at 10. I wanted to go to an early spin class before we got together."
"I did, actually,"
Jane sang, secretly loving the suspense she was building without their knowing it. "Can we tell the waiter to take the bread basket off the table?" Kara suggested, grabbing the basket of carbs and waving to get the waiter's attention. "I didn't just bike my ass off to eat these muffins, and if they sit here, I will consume half the basket. You guys don't mind, do you?" she asked, though she had no intention of waiting for an answer.
"Not really," Meg said, "although you're crazy if you think you need to watch your weight. You look amazing."
Meg was right. Kara was a poster child for natural, understated, effortless beauty. One of the only girls Jane knew who somehow managed to look good even when she was a sweaty mess. Kara always elicited quiet envy from girls who didn't know her, and loud envy from those who did.
"Thanks. You should come with me to spin sometime," Kara said.
Her chandelier earrings swayed beneath her dark hair. She looked as if she'd stepped out of a page in Style magazine, instead of a locker room at the gym.
"Hey, guys," Jane interrupted. "Not that I have a problem talking about bread baskets and spin classes, but I do want to tell you about my night."
Her impatience was becoming obvious.
"Sorry," Meg said.
"Me too," Kara added. She reached over and tucked a piece of hair behind Jane's ear. "What's up? What did you do?"
"I got married," Jane said. "I am now a boring married lady, just like the two of you. Can you believe it?"
She bit her lower lip, like it would somehow contain her enthusiasm. Meg and Kara stared at Jane with their mouths agape, their mimosas untouched and the napkins still folded in their lap.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?